before we start this next sugya, this is the big tesis, the big famous tesis. Maybe the most, we're doing the most famous Rambans. Now we're going to be coming up to the most famous tesis in Marcus, one that Rabbeinu Brander here referred to earlier. But we'll get there momentarily. Before we get there, we had one issue remaining from yesterday's shir. We'll deal with that. Okay, and you should realize that I hope you got through most, some finished the Maromakomos. I hope you got through most Maromakomos, because Sunday is going to be a very shortened base medrash day, because I think Shir ends at 12:15 on the Shavuos HaBetamid or something else at 12:15. So hopefully you prepared most of it already.
But it's not like
Okay, no, but there's something else at 12:15.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Something. Okay. Anyway, let's move right there. Okay. Shh. Oh. So we were left with the following issue. I believe it was I forgot who. You could remind me who it was who wanted to suggest to answer Akiva Hager's kasha that even if you're over Leisana, right? Even if a chayri should be over Leisana for the Rabbanan, because whether this the Rabbanah Daraisa have to do with Laisana, and Lechor, we had to explain this in the Ritva, who hold that you're getting the Malkus for Laisana. Guys, the slush has got to be finished before Shir, or do brain freeze, do a brain freeze job now. Okay, Viter. Okay, shh. Guys, please, sharp. Normally we start 12:30 sharp. Today should have been 12:45 sharp. I guess it's 11:45 sharp. Okay, now. So, who was it who said yesterday that it's possible we could explain the Ritva by saying that since the effect of the Eidus, okay, is only the Rabbanan, okay, so the Maisa Avera of Haggadah's Eidus Sheker is not only defined by the actual Haggadah, but the effect of the Haggadah. And since the effect of the Haggadah only has the Rabbanan effect, because the Raisa, like, the Pesach didn't would have been nothing, right? It has no meaning on a Daraisa level. Therefore, there was no Maisa Aveira of Haggadah's Eidus Sheker, okay, because the Maisa Aveira of Haggadah's Eidus Sheker demands a full-blown Haggadah's Eidus Daraisa, which includes the effect. We said that's a big chiddush, but it's definitely a possibility. Who said that pshat yesterday? Rabbeinu Kaplan said that pshat. Okay, very nice. Okay, now I'll pose to you, What might the Rambam hold? So if you go with this Mahalach, right, you could easily say a couple of things in the Rambam. Number one is you could say in the Rambam that he disagrees. He holds that the effect, okay, is just a what? Is just a condition. The effect is not something that is part and parcel, right, of the Haggadah's Eidus. It's just a tanai. You know what a tanai is? A condition for our Haggadah's Eidus is that it gets accepted. But the fact that it has it's psaked in is not part and parcel of it. Therefore, you could be over leisana be'achai checka daraisa, even if the effect is only derabanan. Another possibility is, anyone know the famous Rambam Shita Legabe Isurei derabanan? Anyone familiar with this? Yeah, bring it home. Correct. The Rambam Shita is that, okay, get this down. Rambam Shita is the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban, that Lo Sasur, okay, basically applies to every Darabanan. So every Darabanan, okay, is the Daraisa. So therefore, what it basically means for us is that once the rabbis institute something, it definitely has Torah implication. Okay? We're not going to get into the goof of the concept of Los Sosser, how it relates to every Avera. That's for a different issue. But the minimally you could say that it has, right? Minimally you could say the Rambam who holds that you're over Los Sosser for Eid Rabbanon, minimally you could say that it has Torah what? It has Torah recognition in terms of a Psak Din. That's definitely a viable approach. Okay? Now, there are a couple of other approaches here that I'm not going to commit on because this is something that, you know, you can go many ways in. And I don't have anything that I feel is compelling. Another approach could be someone brought up, I don't know what day someone brought this up, but someone brought it up in the Beis Medrash, the issue of the Rabbanans might only be, okay, Halacha is in the Gavra and not in the Chafzi. You know what that means? You know what the difference is? Yeah, but what does that mean here? What that would mean here is that when you create a Ben Chalutza, right, as opposed to a Ben Grusha Chalal, so the Chalal, the Psak, let's say these Edom, they come in and they say, this person is a what? Is a Ben Grusha. So that would mean that this Kohen would get the status now of what? Of Chalal. He was trying to give him the status of Chalal. If he came and he said Ben Chalutza, so what does that mean? So you could say it means Midrabbanan, right? There is Chalal status. If that's the case, so then it's no different than what? It's no different than Ben Grusha and what? No different than Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza. However, it could be that the Pshat in Midrabbanan, right, when it comes to something like Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, okay, the pshat is that there is no status. There is no effect that is being shafted. What happens in the Rabbanans? The pshat of the Rabbanan is that not that the Kohen gets the status of Chalal. The Kohen gets the halachos, in other words, that we treat the Kohen like a what? Like a Cholol. But it's not that they actually give it what? They actually give it Cholol force and Cholol status. Because they can't do that. All the rabbis could say is, all other rabbis do say is, okay, that they have to be Noyeg as if they are like a what? Like a Cholol. Yeah.
According to the one that you just like a
halal. No, all halachas, you'd be treating them like it, okay? So the question is, why should that, okay, be a nafkamina, legabe what? Yeah?
If you're just treating them like a halal, then a Kohen that did the avodah, and you get the same punishment as a Kohen that did the avodah of the Tumah. Would you get the same punishment as the
Kohen
that
does the Avodah Betumah? Yeah, and it's only the Rabbanan anyway. So either way, you're not going to get the same Einshin.
No, because he's a Kohen. What are you saying? The Kohen that's the Ben Chalutza
that's
doing Avodah Betumah.
Midiraita,
he gets punishment
as
the same punishment as the Kohen that does, so.
No, Midiraita is a totally fine Kohen. Exactly. So he can really do Avodah Betumah. What?
He's doing the
Avodah Betumah. You mean you're doing the Avodah Betumah?
That
so
doesn't apply to Israel, right? If Israel does the Avodah Betumah, is it the same as doing it for Tara?
I mean, the bigger problem is that. Let's hold on. Is this going to have ramifications for this halacha? No, or you just have it? So you got to keep questions like that off to the side. That's taking people off track here. Oh, so my question is, if you learn like that, so what? Why would that be a question of whether you can get Malkus or not? So what if it's halacha? Yeah. Right? Why should that make a difference? Okay. So again, okay. So what's being said here is, what happens? Okay, what happens as the result of the Eidus? Is there an effect? You could possibly say that when you're dealing with the Rabbanan, there really is no psak din. Right? There is no psak din. Right? If you're dealing with a halacha of a status derabanan, so then there's a psak din. There's an effect. But if there's no status that's being shafted, it's just that now Beit Din says what? We're going to be knowing a certain way. You can hold it. That might not be an effect. That just might be a hurrah of how to treat them. It's a suggestion. One other very important, okay, approach in the whole,
So if you say that it's just he's like a chal, then even according to Rashi, he's Yisrael could also get kasha zamar for that. Because if you're not even making him a chal, you're just making light a challah, and there's no difference between Kohen and Yisrael. If the Kohen Yisrael ate him,
then even more so. If it's just like, right? If we're talking by chalutza, then for sure Rashi makes the most sense because you can't have kasha zamam lechatzoyin. It's for sure only going to be just the dinim itself. But anyway, but you're getting into chalutza. Don't worry. This is a product chalutza. We don't know what Rashi shita is in chalutza in the first place. You're dealing with the regular challah, so you're combining two issues that aren't necessarily related. Okay, here we go. We are now starting the big juicy Tosfos. Okay. Now before we begin Tosfos, I should catch your name again. What's your name?
Noam.
Noam, last name?
Charnowitz.
Noam Charnowitz. Charnowitz. Okay. Where do you live?
Five towns.
Okay. Which are the five towns?
Windmere.
Okay, very good. All right. So here we go. So before you even start, I have the following question for everybody. Okay, and that's this. Why in the world are we even discussing Eidus when we deal with Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza Bechlal? What is the halachas of Ben Grusha and Chalutza? Like, those are issues of Isser Veheter, right? The Ben Grusha and Chalutza is Aser to Avoda, will Aser other, right? Will Aser a woman if he has Bia with her, right? So it's a question of him being Aser Avoda, Aser to an Isha, or will Aser an Isha, not necessarily Aser to an Isha, okay? So, why is that an Eidus issue? Let me ask you a question. If I have a question as to whether or not, okay, this piece of meat is kosher or treif, what's the halacha? I need two Eidim for that? What do you need? Eid Echad. Eid Echad, Neman B'Yisurin. L'chaira, the only issa that I know of that requires two Eidim is Davar Sheh, you know what it's called? Davar Sheh Be'er. Who said that? You guys, listen. After today, no more slushies. No slushies. If you gotta take an extra 3-4 minutes after Chazara to drink your slushie then. But no slushies in the shir. But anyway, here we go. So he comes home and he says, comes on home and says, we know the only time when we're dealing with Isser is a Gemara anyone on Gittin, the Bezin, that's where you know it from. Based on the Beis and Gittin, that the only Isser that L'chaira requires Shnei Eidim is Davar Sheh Be'erva. Davar Sheh Be'erva ain't Davar Sheh Be'erva Pachas Mishnayim. Right? Davar from Mamon. Okay? So that's the halacha. So now I'm asking the following question. So what in the world are we even talking about here? Two Eidim. Eidim Zayim of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. What was the need for Eidim? You didn't need Eidim in the first place. L'chaira. Yeah, what are you talking about? Rabbeinu Hall, what are you talking about?
Because isn't this like a continuation of like exceptions to the rule of Kasha Zamam?
But how is it an exception? How is it even an Eidus?
You mean because that someone wants to make someone a follow? And so then
we're talking about Eidim. Let me ask you a question. If an Eid Echad says, I saw this piece of meat shechted improperly on Tuesday, May 1st, and then another Eid or two Eidim come and say, he was with us during Shemitah, and he couldn't say that. So you give him kasha zavim, you make him into a you make him into a shechter, you give him you give him malchus.
No, he has to pay.
No halacha of kasha zavim at eight echad nemam
b'Yisrael.
Not even a havamina. Okay.
Why would we?
Right. First of all, it might not even be when you learn the sugyas of gittin. Well, you'll see it might not even be edus. Right, and even if it is Adas, it's not like this Adas in Bezdin with a Psak Din, with a Gemar Din. There's no Allah has a Kajazam by Echad and Visur. Yeah, wait, time, we're glad.
It's not that they're just testifying that he should be usher for certain things. They're not saying that, oh, no, like we're saying that, no, he's usher to do this. What they're saying is that they're testifying that they were there when his father and mother got divorced.
So right. What? So why is that important?
Because they're able to
testify. I was there when there was a Shechita.
No.
So why isn't that?
They were there when they were divorced, and because and were.
I was there with a puzzle shechita.
No,
how about different than I was there with a divorce? I saw
that was it. There was no issue with the divorce. The divorce didn't do anything bad. It was afterwards saying that when the Kohen went and married.
Okay, so we saw everything that led up to it. We saw everything that led up to it, and therefore it's the same thing. I saw everything that led up to the fact that this shechita wasn't a good kosher shechita. Yeah, Rabbeinu Sandman, what are you taina?
Is there a Cheskes Pashas?
Even a Pashtus, let's assume Eirechadam works, okay? Even Kineg, right? Even Kineged, a Chazaka de Meikara, it can go Kineged a Chazaka de Meikara. That's a whole sugya, and Yevamos combined with Gittin. Let's assume that. Yeah.
Because it is Dina Nefashis considered.
Dina Nefashis?
This Eidos. Because if
Nefashis?
We don't.
Nefashis? How's Dina Nefashis?
Because if we don't know that Ben Grusha or Chalutza, then if he dies, then she's not allowed to marry a Kohen.
So
therefore, you do need to aid him.
So what kind of man? What about the fashas? Is that erva?
It's not erva.
Erva is an isakares. Anyway, the tenets is, okay. You want to say something?
I just thought when you're like changing status, like when you're doing a divorce or something, you need to aid him, like for the increases. That whole thing again.
He's right. Okay. First day. He's ready. He's ready. Just keep the slushies. Just do the brain freeze in between shear. Okay. So he says as follows. And there's a halacha as follows. The ein davar she'be'erva pachas b'shnayim. Okay, is a more general principle than you think. Ein davar she'be'erva pachas b'shnayim is saying when it comes to issues of creating a status, right? See, when you talk about an item, all right, whether it's kosher or trade, right, you're not creating a stat. You're not dealing with the status of an individual. Ein darsha v'arba pachas mishnayim is a halacha that says that when you deal with the status of an individual, it's not erva per se. Anything that deals with the status of an individual is something that requires edus. Okay? That's clear from this Gemara. Otherwise, nothing to even talk about. Shkayach, you used the key word. I hope that's what you were saying. I think that's what you were saying. You definitely used the right word. I think that's what you were saying. Yeah, what are you telling him?
So is it that if it's Yisurim on the Chafta, then what? You need Eirecha? So if it's Yisurim on the Chafta, you only need Eirecha, but if it's on the Gavra, you need Eirecha?
No, if what you're doing is you're defining a status of a person. That's, yeah, but you're defining his status, his or her status, right? That is a halacha that requires edus, and that's what you see by davar she'be'erva. Davar she'be'erva is not just a question of an iser kares. It's an iser kares that, right, that basically gives this woman a status vis-a-vis other men. Okay, let's move right there. Now we have to get to that was the intro. Don't go under. Okay, sorry for getting. We're starting the big tises here. Okay, here we go. Anyway, You must be a bit of mesky. You should get a nice big shtender. Get a nice big shtender. Here we go. Weiter. Here we go. So now we come to Tosfos. So Tosfos asks the famous Kasha, okay, how could you ever have an Eidus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? It's Eidus Shiata Yochel Azima. There's no Kasha Zamam, and we know from the Gemaras in numerous places that Eidus Shiata Yochel Azima is not an Eidus. You all saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's another very famous case. Anyone know the famous case of Trefa? The Trefa case?
Yeah,
what's the case? We're climbing. What's the case?
Someone kills a Trefa.
Right. And therefore, and what?
So therefore, he's killing someone basically who's already a Bar Kotel. And so the Edim testify on him that he killed someone. They're not really doing anything because he didn't really do anything.
What's it? Hold on a second.
No, I mean, a trefa,
I think you're mixing up the case. What, one more time?
A trefa kills someone.
Trefa kills someone, so...
No, that's the
why? Why would that...
So the Edim testify on the trefa that he killed someone, but he's already considered like he's already dead. So you can't do hazama on them because they didn't really try to do anything.
I said, if the Edim gave Edus on a trefa that killed, then they weren't trying... They wouldn't get the guy killed. What do you mean?
Exactly.
What do you mean? You wouldn't be killed. A traitor doesn't get killed if he kills.
If it was in front of
what?
The Rambam says it's in front of Beis Din, it is, but not in front of Edim because it's Edus Shiata.
I mean, the traitor killed. Yeah, correct. Okay, very good.
What if the Edim are traitor?
Well, okay.
What if the Edim are traitor? Then they can get the exact same punishment. Or is not considered a punishment at all?
We'll see. We'll talk about that. Okay, anyways, let's move right to this. So now, we have a case here of Eidus Shiata Yochel Azima. So Tosfos comes here with the famous teretz. He comes here with the famous teretz that what? That Malchus is what? Malchus, well, let's read the words because I don't want to get brainwashed here. Let's read his exact lashon. His exact lashon is Kevin the Lakin Havi Kasha Zaman. The Havi Shapir Ata Yochel Azima. So comes Rabbi Brander earlier in the week, and he says the following, and he wants the Taina, okay, that Tosfos and the Meiri are identical shitas. What? Who remembers the Meiri that we had earlier in the week? This is why Chazar is important, boys. Who remembers the Meiri from earlier in the week? Yeah, why don't you tell us what your kasha is? The Meiri?
The Meiri says that you get caught for the 40 months of Kasher Zalman. It's because of Kasher Zalman.
The Meiri had said, okay, he wants to say that it's coming from this Diku. Okay. The Meiri just says, let's just go step by step. The Meiri says, remember we broke down the Meiri. We didn't go as far as the Beis Lechem Yehuda. Okay? The Meiri had said that the Mechayiv of Malchus is not Mosaneh, it's Vitzdikum. It's Vitzdikum. Okay? Now, Tosfos is going a step further, L'chora, this is what Rabbi Brandon wants to suggest, and saying that what? That the Mechayiv is not what? Is not merely the Tzdiku. The Tzdiku is basically telling you that Malchus, okay, is a form of Kasher Zamo, which you have to understand. Okay? And therefore he says, L'chora, Tosfos has to, okay, be at least an extension of the Meiri. Although it's not necessarily the Meiri, it has to be at least an extension of the Meiri. But you should have seen the next Tosfos in the Maamar Kolmos. And someone want to tell me how, where it's befeirish that Tosfos doesn't hold this way?
He says,
right? On Gimel Amud Beis. So Zalman and Beis, Tosfos Beferish says, you get Malchus, right, for Loisana. So obviously, we're in big trouble.
Because,
so comes a bit of Freilich, and he wants to say, and who says, maybe that place is going with this opinion, this place is going with that opinion. So,
you can always
give that terence, okay, if you have no way out. But Lechaira, in the same Masechta, unless Tosos clarifies, okay, unless Tosos clarifies that he's not, you know, the same Bali Tosos, he's not going with the same Sheetos and things like that, you do not want to do that, especially if you don't have to. Okay, that's number one. Okay, so if you want, you can go, you know, go check out old manuscripts, and maybe you'll find that one's Rabbeinu Tam and one's the Re, or one's, you know, the Riva. But until then, we, you know, will still attempt to explain it. And the truth of the matter is, once you can explain it without making it Tully Zebizet, it's much more appealing. You want to sign up something?
In the first one, he said it's like kasher. It's not. I have to read it like.
Cave under Lichen, Havi Kasher Zamen.
You could say that means it's like kasher.
No, what does that mean? Like kasher Zamen.
And so it's not.
So what does it mean? Havi Kasher Zamen. You're right. So it's like kasher Zamen. In what way? See, what you guys have to do is you have to go back to what's the whole svara for what? In the first place. What do you have to do to analyze this? What do you have to do is you have to go into analysis of what exactly Kasher Zamam accomplishes in terms of Eidus Sheyachol Hazima. In other words, what you want to say, what do you want to say? Do you want to say that Kasher Zamam is not really Kasher Zamam? What we mean by Kasher Zamam is you require Kasher Zamam to avoid what? Eidus She'i Atayachol Azima. But if you have Malkus, it's like Kasher Zamam in avoiding what? In avoiding Eidus She'i Atayachol Azima. So what do you have to do in your analysis? You have to go back to understand what's the problem in Eidus She'i Atayachol Azima in the first place. You want to say something about Kaplan?
The problem with Eidus Sheyachol
Hazima
is that you could become, like, being completely careless, and they could give an
Eidus
because they...
So define it in Mamushal terms. What's the concept that your Eidus has to be what?
Because it needs to be possible that you punish for your...
You're talking... You're not formulating it like a Lamdan. You're right, but you're not formulating it like a Lamdan. Define it in terms of the Eidus.
Because...
What does Eidus need?
It needs the possibility.
You're already talking too much. Yeah, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Yeah, what?
Like a price or a threat that if you do something wrong, that you'll get punished for it.
I'd use the word, Eidus needs accountability. Okay? Eidus needs accountability. The concept of Eidus Sheyachol Hazima is that Eidus requires accountability. Okay, you see, when you start saying because, and then that, when you're already moving into describing, you're becoming descriptive, and you want to define the yisod. The longest, the yisod of Eidus Sheyia Tayachol Azima is that, and now we're going to explain what you meant, okay?
Wait,
all right?
I was just saying what was the word you used?
Accountability.
I was using accountability. I was
you're describing it. You're describing it, that's the whole point. With Lumbus, we don't worry, if you describe too much, right, you don't have a crisp definition. That's what you need.
What if I don't know that word, then I would need to use it.
You can make some other word, okay? But the idea is to define the Eidus. You don't want to tell us, okay, you know, you want to define what the Eidus requirement is. And what accountability means is exactly what he was saying. That if Aegis doesn't have accountability, you know, let's understand what we mean here. What's the idea? He's saying Kaplan's saying a beautiful idea. There's Aegis stands on, the Torah tells you a chiddush. Right? Aegis is a chiddush. That Aegis stands on its own two feet. We believe two Aegis. It's an unbelievable chiddush. Two people could come in and say, that Reuven killed Shimon, and that's our halachic reality. Okay? That's a big chiddush. So what gives Eidus, what gives two Eidus status, the status of Eidus? That the Eidus has, right, accountability. If there's no accountability, nothing doing. Ah! So comes... Whew! So comes Tosfos now and says the following unbelievable pshat. He wants to say that you know what Malkus is, even if it's based on Leisana, you know what Leisana, even if it's based on Leisana, what the Malkus really is a type of secondary Kasher Zama. Because what is the ideal Kasher Zaman? Giving the identical Onesh. Okay? But what would also be a secondary form of Kasher Zaman? Basically, any retaliatory Onesh. You wanted to give some Onesh? You wanted to give something? So now there's a retaliation. Even if it's not identical, if there's retaliation for your law, for your action, then there is accountability, and that would be, okay, you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That would be, okay, that would be then the equivalent of Kasher Zaman, and it's no longer suffering from Eidus She'i Atel Yechol Lazima. Beautiful, 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 beautiful shot. Yeah. You say there's a problem? Problem?
No, just that still needs to be a similar onesh.
What?
It needs to be about as bad, not just any.
Oh, we'll get to that. Now we got to see. We haven't gone to the rest of Tosis yet. But right now, all we know is that, okay, that it has to be retaliatory. Now, by the way, that's just going to be an issue is that considered a real retaliation? What you're getting into now is preptin that Tosis goes on to get involved with later on. Yeah, you have a kasha.
If we're going to say that we're going to go hold like the side that the Malkus is because of Losan, right?
Yes.
So then it's not really a case of that what we're talking about. It's not really a case of that you're not possible to be Mizame. It's a case that you're not possible to have any sort of retaliation that we're worried about. But it's not Mizame specifically.
No. Zame means kasha zomam. Okay, is just the code word, for giving him identical retaliation.
But then
okay, so now what we have is retaliation that's not identical.
Right.
And therefore, legave the halacha of what? Of Eidus She'i Atel Yechol La'Azima, which 99% of the time is a function of Kasher Zaman.
Right.
This halacha is identical to Kasher Zaman because that's the nekuda of Kasher Zaman that we care about.
Right, I know, I understand.
Okay?
I'm just saying that in any sort of case, then Losana should be the one that we're worried about. That you don't even need to be talking about Kasher Zaman. We don't need to be talking about Eidus Zaman at all. But that since Losana
yes, that's right. You're right.
You're right.
Except for the fact. Okay, except for the fact that what we're talking about, is Eidim, we're still talking about becoming an Eidzomei. We're not talking about Stam Leisana based on Baharad Baraglav. It says, Eidim she'i Atel Yechol La'Azima. It means that you could be Zomei. The Onesh doesn't happen to be Kasher Zaman. But we're still talking about Eidus She'i Atel Yechol La'Azima.
No, see? That's not what I meant, though. I meant that specifically that we don't need the din of Kasher Zaman if we have this already.
That ain't a chinami. That's what the Tosfos is saying.
Ever. I mean, that's
correct. But you need to have something.
As long as we have this pasuk of Losana teaching us that you get Malkus, then we never need it.
Yeah, but if you don't get Malkus, then you're not going to have it.
Now that you get Malkus, then we don't need any other type of Kasher Zaman.
Well, we'll see. Because we're going to see. Because Tosfos is going to go on, and he's going to say, sometimes if the initial Onesh is so great, then Malkus might not be a sufficient retaliation. It might not need to be identical, but it might have to be, equivalent.
Right.
Right? It might be before. Right?
Before we know that.
At this point, it sounds like
we should never need kashrus among once we have this idea.
Unless
Mosana Malka. We should never need kashrus.
Well, there could be cases where the Edom won't get. There could be cases where the Edom won't get anything at all.
Why? How would they get from Lausanne to Malkus?
It depends. It depends on how you understand, right? We already had possibilities that you might not necessarily always get Lausanne. Anyway, we'll see. Oh, you might not always get. Anyway, we'll move on. We'll see. Okay, let's move on. All right. But it could be Eina Chinami at this point. It's still being played out. Okay. Now, there is right. There is always the possibility. Okay, there is always the possibility that the Malkus still has to be touched up, right? There's still shit going on, little girl. Anyway, another 3 minutes. Okay. Anyway, so I'm not going to deal with this little prompt that I was going to mention right now. I just want to go on to the next issue. Oh, so then comes Tosfos. And by the way, I'm not saying that it's impossible. There are different Bali places going on here also. Okay, it's not impossible. We're not going to be satisfied with that. There's no doubt that the nice, clean approach in Tosfos, right, would be to say what? The nice, clean approach in Tosfos would be to say that he's going with the Meiri Mahalach, that the Malkus is really an alternate Onesh, okay, for what? For Kasher Zaman. And then it would be the same exact idea anyway. It would be the idea of secondary kashrus zaman, which is retaliation as opposed to identical retaliation. So now Tosfos goes and he asks from the Gemara where? From the Gemara by Nara Marasa. And there's one thing that is a couple of problems, and this is just to give a capital something to think about tomorrow, because he was asking me about this. Tosfos seems to assume that Malkus is given in that Gemara. Does the Gemara, does that say anywhere that Malkus is given?
No.
Where does he say that Malkus is given? Where does the Gemara say Malkus is given? Why is he assuming Malkus is given?
Well, it's the equivalent case. Is there a word? Is you can't give it to them except it would be equal to it.
Is that what's being said? Exactly. Anyway, think about it, dream about it. Tomorrow is going to be a much shorter preparation. And we're going to finish up this sugya going into Shabbos. Have a great one, boys.
What?
How you doing? How you doing, Shia? Okay, beautiful. Okay.
No shit, man.
Yeah, right. I think it's
what?
Right.